You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Then a hip hop audio review, Jim Jones, El Capo Deluxe. Jim Jones is a Harlem native born July 15, 1976. Most of you will know him from his days with the Diplomats, but he's a CEO, obviously a rapper, an executive, and he's done a lot of stuff, man. He's directed videos for Cameron, Juelz, Santana, Remy Ma, State Property. Has had a group called Bird Gang. They dropped their debut in 2006. And in 2019, this was his sixth studio album, El Capo. I'm not sure if in 2020 this is considered his seventh studio album, El Capo Deluxe. I don't know how that works, because I know with the Grammys, you know, artists do this oftentimes to kind of get their projects re-entered into the Grammy thing. So I'm not sure if that was the route Jim Jones was going for this project. But if you guys listen to That in Hip Hop, back in 2019, El Capo made my top 10 at the end of the year. So I kind of wanted to do this one because I was so familiar with the first one, so I could just pinpoint the ones that he added versus Ken. Like, this is his first time listening, so he got 31 tracks, almost 2 hours worth of Jim Jones. So, Ken, how was it digesting 2 hours worth?
So, I'll say this. So, I spent, I forgot what day it was. Was it Wednesday? It may have been Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The 2 hours on Madden, doing my other franchise I had a draft to do. And I was like, you know what? This would be a good time to listen to it, because you play Madden, obviously, because we do the league. Time evaporates when you put that game on.
Oh, 100.
So I was like this. Yep. So I was like, I don't want to sit here and do this, and then next thing I look up, it's 2 hours later.
Yeah.
I can be productive with this time. So I was like, okay, let me listen to it. First listen, I was like, damn, this actually isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. The things that people were saying on my first listen, I was like, damn, they were right. Mm-hmm. Like, it actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The beats, his rhyming, you know, the features. I was like, oh, shit. And then, you know, for it to be 2 hours long, I felt like there was still enough diversity here intermixed, enough to keep me interested. Mm-hmm. With more plays that went away a little bit.
Yeah, because it's daunting.
Yeah.
Like, so I get how, like, that first listen, you're like, oh, shit, there's nothing but heat on here. But then when you digest it and listen to it again, like, this is good, but it ain't great. This is good, this ain't great. Yeah. So it gets a bit long. So in all honesty, the original El Capo, it's everything you thought it would be in terms of, like, if you cut out the fat. Mm-hmm. So he added a lot of fat to it.
And that was obviously the issue, but with context, I understand it's a deluxe.
Yeah, it's a deluxe. Yeah, so doubled the tracks.
Yeah, so my thing was, I was wondering, okay, so what do the people that like the original think about the deluxe? So I'm reverse it back on you.
Thank you. I'll catch the pass. I liked it. I liked the variety that he gave, because, like, chasing that feeling. What he did was, I feel that he expounded on the feeling and the sentiments and the emotions of the original, and just gave you more of it.
Okay.
In some instances, not as good, but he still gave you more of the same, which I appreciated. But it's long. It's long as fuck.
Feel like the. So we just we did Eminem's.
Oh, this is way better than that.
Yeah, but I guess my question is like we know he threw some tracks on there for his B sides, and we know this is the deluxe. You already mentioned why they sometimes like to do this. Do you feel this was like fan service? Like I'm gonna just give you guys some extra tracks I may have had in the vault, even for the people that really rock with the other one.
Yes, okay. I follow Jim Jones on IG. He's very comical. I love his persona. Little side note: do you follow Jim Jones at all? Mm. So he has this persona called the Weatherman, W-E-V-A or something like that, some New York way. And he talks about like your sneakers and it's too cold outside. You won't need them Tims. And he's just a whole persona. But the reason why I bring it up is obviously, you know, marketing and promoting and branding of your music. He posts a lot of times like his studio sessions. And I wish y'all know me and names. But there's like a virtual studio session that once COVID hit, he started promoting. Mm. And you heard a lot of the music that he put on here. So originally, when I heard him recording and dropping snippets and stuff like that, I thought it was for a new album.
Oh,
but he added it to this. So I think what he did was, I think he had some joints that didn't make the original, and then he added, and I think he recorded some more for this. Now, I may be wrong. This is 100% speculation. I don't know at all. I'm speaking very generally, just based off of what I've seen and what I've heard off of his IG. But with all that being said, I was cool with it. I was cool with it because I feel, you know, where Jim Jones is now in his career, I feel like he knows where he's at now. Okay. I think I said it in the top 10, and if I didn't, this is how I feel. I feel he's a lot like 2 Chainz in terms of refinding himself after all of the Dipset stuff, after all the bowling, after all of that stuff. It's kind of like, this don't sound like nothing of that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The beats, his flow, how introspective he's like. I feel like he's wearing his heart on a sleeve. And I feel like this version of Jim Jones is by far the best version we've ever gotten. So because I've seen his work ethic from a physical fitness standpoint, from a mentality standpoint, from a grinding, working, writing his rhymes standpoint, working with producers and stuff like that, I'm only excited to see what he's going to do next. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool that if this... The zone he was in for this and the deluxe, get it off your chest. Because whatever is gonna wherever you're gonna go to next, I'm ready for that.
It's really an interesting comeback story, when you think about it, especially in hip hop, like certain artists finding their second wind that we didn't expect. Like 2 Chainz is a great example. I never imagined that in 2019 somebody would walk into me and say, "Hey, have you heard that new Jim Jones album? Is actually pretty good."
Yeah.
You know, and because of that, because I doubt it. I kind of scoffed at him, like, "Yeah, whatever." But I kept hearing it over and over again. So when the opportunity presented itself, I was like, "Okay, cool. This is a good chance to listen to it." And like I said, I thought the first listen, I was like, "Damn, they were right." But I actually ended up listening to it 2 more times.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, but the third time I started to skip
around. Yeah, skip around. Yeah, I got you.
But it was the third time that I started to recognize the flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you kind of highlighted it. It was just like the extra songs were not as good as the original songs. So I'm going here trying to mark with tracks I like. Like, I love the way it started off with the lecture. I was like, damn, that's good. And then it had a nice run. And then Father Forgive Us, I thought was dope. But then I started to notice, I'm like, okay, who are all these people? Who is Mark Skibilia?
Never heard of him. But chasing that feeling is hard as fuck.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Or nah, you don't like that one.
It wasn't one chasing of my Mark songs, but let me. Ooh. No, I don't think it's a bad song. I think that was one of the ones like it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was a hard song. That was a hard song.
Yeah, I like that.
Try Again with Conway.
Come on, man. That's when I really perked. I was like, damn, Conway on this shit?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Conway. I think he was on here twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was really good.
State of the Union with Ross.
Yep.
That was on the original. That's one of them. Well, I remember when I heard that, I'm like, God, Jim, where are you going, bro? Like,
yep. You've
never done this. Like, that's one of those songs. When I first heard it, I played it like 3-4 times, bro. Mm. The beat, Heatmakers is giving him the soundscape he needs because his voice is so scruffy and it's so painful. And then his storytelling with it, oh my God. And then to me, at the same time, this is a perfect beat for Ross.
Yep.
The way Ross came in, oh my God, Ross be floating. Niggas be hating, but man, Ross be floating,
Ross is in a zone right now.
He is.
He's in a zone. Like, you know, he's had some you know, things that I didn't like early on. But right now, I think he's killing it right now.
Yep.
I thought Nothing Last, I liked the sample on Nothing Last. I don't know if I like the song. You know, that's the one with Fabulous on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think overall it was cool. And I think at that point, you're towards the end of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, oh my God, you know,
when is it going to be?
But coming off State of the Union and Pity in the Summer, I think that was fine. I thought Mano actually wasn't bad on here.
Mano sounded really good.
Mano really surprised me. And that was the other thing. It's like, man, you pulling out all these old rappers from back in the day. And it's like, but you guys don't sound like old rappers from back in the day.
Yep.
What's another one on here?
I like Mama, I Made It with Cameron. That was an original. I want to say that was on the original. Hold on. Let me make sure. I want to say that was.
Where is that one?
Yeah, that was on the original. So I like that one. But I more so like it for the beat. I like the gospel in it. And then I love Cameron. Mama, I made it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I, you know, I don't think it's one of the best rapping songs or even the best, one of the best productions on here. But I love Cameron's energy on it. And then I love the gospelness of it. Like it makes you feel in high spirit. And Cameron did his thing. Jim Jones did his thing. So I liked it. I didn't necessarily love it, but it was one of my highlights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird hearing Fred the Godson after, you know, everything that went down with him. Yes, so that was a cool track too, Finito.
Yep.
That was a cool track.
Sports Cars was also on the original with Currency. Let me make sure. It
Man,
was.
That,
no?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that beat is crazy. Yes. And you know, remember, Currency had Jim Jones on the Outrunners. And I'm the one that throws it out there. Them two niggas might need something. Because they have a certain symmetry. And for some reason, it's been around these cars. And you know I'm a big car person. So they sound good together.
But again, it's one of the things I said on the Currency project we did. Like, Currency was on the thing that he does best with the topics, sports cars. He sounded good on this beat, you know. It flowed like he just found it real, like at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit was dope. I was like, damn, man, I like another Currency joint.
Yeah, man.
But he's finding the right songs and to feature on, like to really kind of, I mean, not reintroduce himself because he always put out something. But yeah, I like that. I like that one a lot.
Yep, that's one of my favorites. So let me ask this, Kent. Do you want to do favorites? Because it's 31 damn tracks.
I do have some that I marked down here that I like.
Okay, go ahead.
So I mentioned Election, Father Forgive Us, Part of My Thoughts. We didn't talk about that. Did you like Davies on here?
He was cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah. Davies is another person I have a love-hate relationship because I love his voice. I think it's perfect for hip-hop. But then he's too samey with his flows. Mm. And then sometimes it's like, I don't feel like his lines hit hard enough. And then sometimes he's amazing. And it's just like, where is the consistency with Davies? And that's why I have a love-hate relationship with
him. I got you. Bad Boys, I like that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we already talked about Try Again with Conway.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about State of the Union. That's one I like. Pity in the Summer, I mentioned. I like that joint.
Yep.
And Sports Cars and To Whom It May Concern.
Okay. I was actually gonna champion not doing because there's just so many, but since you did it, I'll do
to
it.
To whom it may concern, Benny the Butcher Conway. Man, God, man.
Yeah, no, he has some shit on here.
Man, that shit.
All right, so for me, give me Chasing That Feeling. Give me Father Forgive Us. Give me Been Like That. Give me Bad Boys. Give me State of the Union. Give me Pity in the Summer. My Era is Dope. Give me that one, too. Give me Sports Cars and To Whom It May Concern.
Cool.
Yep. Look, man. If y'all want to support your boys, make sure that you subscribe to the Dead End Hip Hop podcast. So if this is where your entry point is, make sure you go back and listen to all the other ones and make sure that you're subscribed so that way you don't miss any of them coming from this point forward. We love you guys. Stay safe. We out. Peace.